When we talk about nursing shortages, it's usually in the form of projection. There will be a nursing shortage if more young people don't go into the profession. But in West Virginia, well, nursing shortages are forcing hospitals to close beds, hire traveling nurses at great expense to fill the gap, and possibly provide less than optimal care to patients. Kara Lofton reports the problem is not just that people aren't going into nursing, but rather that existing nurses aren't going into education.
So why should you care if there are enough nurses in West Virginia?
So there is a direct correlation, looking at different studies that have been published, between the number of nurses and patient mortality, meaning the number of patients who die within a hospital system or while they're in the hospital receiving care.
That's Dr. Melody Wilkinson, director of the Family Nurse Practitioner Program at Georgetown University and a Charleston native. Wilkinson says there are three main reasons for the shortage. Baby boomers are retiring, not as many young people are getting into the profession, and those who teach nursing are way underpaid.
There's a significant income disparity between the earning potential of an advanced practice nurse in clinical practice and a faculty member.
An advanced practice nurse would be like a nurse practitioner, for instance. In West Virginia, nurse practitioners earn an average of around $93,000 a year, while nursing faculty with graduate degrees earn about $59,000, which is barely higher than what floor nurses with a bachelor's degree make.
Unless you really have a desire and a passion to be a nurse educator, we don't see people migrating to that field because of the pay.
That's Ron Moore, Vice President for Nursing and Chief Nursing Officer for Charleston Area Medical Center. He says without qualified nursing faculty to teach the people who might want to be in a nursing program, states like West Virginia aren't going to be able to graduate enough nurses to meet the needs of its aging population. In 2016, the American Association of Colleges of Nursing published a report on U.S. nursing graduation rates.
The AACN estimated that annually we may see up to 64,000 qualified applicants who are unable to be accepted into schools of nursing for various reasons, but the primary reason is an inadequate nurse faculty workforce. So there's just simply not the capacity to educate those qualified applicants to help them graduate to become nurses.
It's not clear exactly how acute the nursing shortage problem is in West Virginia currently, because there is no mandate with a penalty requiring hospitals to report the data. And national data may be inaccurate. Tony DiCiacchio, president of the West Virginia Nurses Association, says a recent federal report made the assumption when they began collecting data in 2012 that the current supply of nurses equaled the demand. But in 2012, West Virginia was likely already short.
And then they also made the assumption that all nurses trained in West Virginia would stay in West Virginia, which, you know, as a West Virginia resident, we all know that's a big jump.
Ron Moore says part of the reason it's a big jump is not because nurses don't want to work in West Virginia hospitals, but rather because the economy doesn't support spouses.
Nurses who are already in the profession, we've lost a significant number of those nurses because of their husbands not being able to get employment in West Virginia. So they've had to leave the state in order to gain employment.
The key word here is husbands. Despite the nursing shortage and bad economic situation of West Virginia, the nursing profession is still hugely dominated by women. But nursing programs are trying to innovate strategies to try and bring more people into the profession. Wilkinson, for instance, talked about new online nursing programs. But these only work if the state fully has access to broadband, which West Virginia does not. And Moore detailed a new Junior Nursing Academy CAMC launched this year to try and get middle school students interested in the profession. But even if these students get interested in nursing and decide to pursue the profession down the road, will there be a spot for them in a training program? Maybe or maybe not. Because until teaching nursing salaries improve to at least within the realm of what other nurses with advanced degrees make, the shortage is unlikely to improve. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, with support from the Benedim Foundation, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.